Benson Nature Group. Insects are amazing, but they need our help. Insects account for up to 80% of life forms on planet Earth. There are 24,546 species in the UK alone, more than four times the number of mammals globally. They lead fascinating lives with several life stages: egg, larva, pupa, before reaching adulthood. Many ladybirds, bumblebees, butterflies, damselflies, moths are beautiful. But we regard so many as pests without appreciating the services they provide. Crop pollination, including often overlooked hoverflies, wasps and moths, waste disposal, think dung beetles, control of green flies, as well as being the base of the food chain, providing food to birds and other creatures we love to see around. Yet destruction of insect-friendly habitat and overuse of pesticides have caused insect numbers to plummet by 50% since the 1970s, and 41% of species are threatened with extinction. Even the World Economic Forum is extremely concerned about the impact of their dramatic decline on the world economy and on our own survival. So what's to be done? Habitat creation is key, and although public policymakers need to take heed, we can all do our bit as individuals and communities. Fortunately for us, the far-sighted neighbourhood planners in Benson incorporated a pollinator strategy into our neighbourhood plan, focusing on habitat management to encourage butterflies, moths and bees. The aim is to provide a diversity of habitats, including the addition of nectar sources for specific species, through the creation of wildflower margins and other habitat in suitable places, some of them brand new nature reserves created on the back of development. In support of this strategy, BNG have recorded pollinator-friendly wildflowers in our verges in order to recommend steps to preserve or enhance them, and with the help of the wider community, have planted over 700 trees and lots of bluebells at Warwick Spinney. Plans are being developed to create a community be healthy garden in the village, and we have encouraged developers to provide connected green space, wildlife corridors and suitable habitat features so wildlife can move around the village. A number of conservation bodies, as well as the Royal Horticultural Society, publish details of pollinator friendly plants on their websites, and you can also find tips for wildlife friendly gardening on the BMG website. These actions will go a long way to enhancing insect-friendly habitat in gardens and other green spaces around the village. The other equally important action is the reduction of pesticide use, i.e. herbicides, insecticides and fungicides. The toxicity of new chemicals is increasing, with residues affecting our soils, water, insect and other wildlife populations, and ultimately ourselves. This is true not only in our gardens, with potential runoff into watercourses, including Benson Brook, but also in the wider countryside and in public spaces. Predatory insects, if not killed off by pesticides, can help restore nature's balance, so we could rely less on pesticides and more on nature-based solutions. And we can take other actions too. Our shopping habits, choice of food or cleaning products can reduce nature-unfriendly chemical inputs into the environment. We can increase our impact on the wider world by putting public pressure on SODC and Oxfordshire County Council to manage council-owned land in a wildlife-friendly way. Parks, allotments, play areas, cycle paths, burial grounds, school grounds, etc., can become part of a network of interconnected nature havens, providing suitable habitat for insects. Roadside nature reserves allow road verges to be managed to provide suitable and connected insect habitat. We need more of these, and to cut them at the right time of year rather than prematurely. Roofs and walls on public and other buildings can be turned into green space using green wall pocket netting and green roofs. And of course, councils can encourage developers to incorporate such features and insect-friendly habitat in general into new developments. Councils too should use pesticides on council land only as a last resort. Why not drop a line to our South Oxfordshire District Council and Oxford County Councillors to tell them that you care and that you support these aims? And you could lobby central government to demand that pesticide regulations affecting our insects and food safety standards covering crops grown here, as well as to secure new trade deals. And that's from Val Siddiqui. And it's accompanied by various lovely photos. We've got much more colour in the magazine these days, so there are some lovely colour photos of some caterpillars and a moth and some demoiselles.